This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Tech Talk and my name is Jeff Sandhu. A recent study conducted by Ringgit Plus and backed by research data from Google Malaysia charts out the main trends in online financial search behavior on google.com.my. The research shows how increasingly mobile and digital savvy Malaysians currently are. And to talk about this survey and how the increase in mobile financial searches affect the banking sector's marketing strategy, I have here with me, he's Han Liu, the CFO of Ringgit Plus, and also Chua Jia Wen. She is the head of sales finance at Google Malaysia. Guys, welcome to the show. Let's start off first with the reasoning behind a study like this, because, you know, I come across a lot of studies and this particular one was quite interesting because it's very specific to a particular industry and also a segment within the industry as well. Han?
Hi, Jeff. Hi, everyone. It is very specific, but it's also because No, we are in that specific industry. We at Ringgit Plus, we see the entire banking market on digital, right? And the reason why this came about was that we had tons and tons of cool data about consumer behavior on our website. Researching, applying for, just finding out about consumer financial products, basically banking products and insurance products. So we thought, hey, let's share this information with people. But we thought, who else has a wealth of information about consumer behavior online about banking and financial trends? So we reached out to the guys at Google to see what they thought and what they saw and decided to work on this together.
And how did Google Malaysia then, when you were approached, what were your thoughts on it? And, you know, how did y'all then sort of like, okay, you know what, this is what we have and let's go with it. How did that happen?
So, no, obviously we are very excited to share our data as well. And we think that it's pretty cool to actually share with the Malaysian how are consumers searching financial product online.
Yes.
Are they more searches for credit cards, insurance, or even Islamic banking? And the answer is yes and yes and yes.
Wow, okay. So, Han, you mentioned early on that, you know, Ringgit Plus is within, you know, you are working within the industry. Probably a bit of a background on Ringgit Plus before we really get into the details of the survey.
Okay, sure. I mean, Ringgit Plus, we've been operating since, you know, late 2012. What we are an online financial comparison website. We are also a financial application portal. So if you don't just compare and research, you also can apply online for financial products. I mean, the whole kind of dream about Ringgit Plus was so that every single Malaysian can find, research and apply for a financial product anywhere, anytime, on any device, right? And, you know, what we found was that was lacking here in Malaysia back then. You know, you can get air tickets on your mobile phone now. You can get, you know, a taxi on your mobile phone now.
Can get groceries on
You can
phone.
Get food and groceries on your mobile phone. But, you know, if you want to apply for a banking product, it's still very difficult. I don't know if you've experienced it yourself. You've got to walk into a branch. You had to get harassed by a very, very, you know, persuasive salesperson in a shopping mall. So we wanted to change all that, right, and bring applying for financial products and researching for financial products digital, the same way that all the other companies done it.
Right, and that's where then you sort of have this data and you then partner up with Google to come up with this study. So what's the current level of digital banking adoption here in Malaysia?
So obviously the digital banking adoption is increasing. The reason why is because more and more Malaysians are being connected. 75% of Malaysians are connected to the internet.
Wow.
Yeah. So
75%. And this is through any forms of
devices. Yeah, it can be desktop, mobile devices, tablet.
Wow. Yeah. And that's a high number. Would you say it's a high number compared to, you know, other regions or, you know, other, well, Singapore is like, you know, the one country that we always like to compare ourselves with. But 75% seems like a healthy number.
Yes, it is very high. I mean, obviously, it's still less than Singapore. But in the region, we are one of the highest. And in fact, in Malaysia, 1 in 3 consumers are connected to the internet via mobile phone only.
Wow. So, their only experience of the internet is through the mobile phones.
Yes.
So when we talk about digital banking, the adoption rate, what actually is digital banking? What do you define as digital banking? Yeah. I do my transactions over my mobile phone. Is that considered digital banking?
Yeah, I was just going to add to what Jiawen was saying. Like, I mean, Most people who are connected and have a banking account, right, will experience digital banking through being able to check my balances online, whether it's on a desktop or mobile phone, or, you know, make simple transactions, right, and do simple things like, you know, I want to pay my friend or pay my bill or pay my income tax bill, which was due recently. I can do it all, right? But for us, what we're really seeing is an increase in not only the simple day-to-day stuff, but also the bigger decisions in life. You know, when it comes to banking, you know, what home loan should I get? Do I depend on, you know, a friend to tell me? Do I depend on my bank branch manager to tell me? No, we as a consumer, as a Malaysian consumer, are becoming more and more aware that we need to get this information somewhere. And we're turning to the internet, and that's why sites like us exist. That's why people like us exist, to provide that information so certain people can make a good decision. And while it's a lot smaller than the people who just do general banking online, we're seeing it grow, right? And we are seeing this grow in you know, as a result of the study.
Right. So let's mention then, you know, the first key breakthrough from this study. What was the thing that caught you by surprise, if there was something that caught you by surprise?
So the one thing that really caught me by surprise is actually searches coming from mobile phone grew 68% year on year, just for all the entire finance category.
Wow.
And that's above like all your credit card searches growth, your insurance card, insurance product searches. So searches coming from mobile phone is increasing. So that's really, really something that surprises me.
And this is because, like you said, I think one in three, you know, only experience the internet through their mobile phone. And this growth is obviously, you know, the cause of it as well. A lot of people are searching from their mobile phone. I think I tend to search a lot more on my mobile phone than my desktop.
No, same here. Same here. I mean, on our side, what really surprised us were two things. The first was that consumers in Malaysia interact twice as often with their bank digitally than they do non-digitally.
When you mean interact, as in...
So what I mean by that is when you think of an interaction with a bank, you're thinking, oh, I walk into a bank branch, or, you know, I call up my bank and say, hey, you know, something's wrong with my account or something. That's an interaction, right?
But interaction in digital world is different, though.
Yeah, so what we found was consumers are interacting with their bank twice as often as they do... twice as often digitally as they do non-digitally. What that means is, I think the result was, out of 21 interactions, I think on average 21 interactions with their bank every month. That sounds like a lot, but it isn't really. 14 of it was done digitally. So that's, you know, two-thirds of your interactions to the bank done digitally versus, you know, calling up or going to a bank branch. And the other thing that was exciting about the study that came out from the Google side was, the people that are interacting with their banks digitally are far more engaged with their bank brand than people who do it non-digitally. So, which interested us a lot, because we're naturally in that space, and we always get the sense that, oh, you know, we're not sure about what the digital engagement is towards your bank. You don't really have that relationship, right? But like the engagement level, I think it was 12 times higher digitally than if, you know, you were to engage your bank through a phone or a walk-in.
How is that? Is it just a mind? Is it the you know, the mindset of things that, you know, my bank is listening to me, hence, you know, it's so easy for me, and they feel that passion towards the brand? Or what is it about the digital world that you sort of, then we have this connection with the brand instead of, you know, when we're not in that digital space?
It's convenient. It's fast. People have very short attention span nowadays, so they want to get their information like right now. Mobile phone is the easiest.
It's the easiest. Yeah. I think it's about connections as well, right? When you pick up your phone, it's a very personal experience, right? You pick up a phone, what's typically on it, right?
Yeah.
You used to be just your phone book. You know, you call your friends, you call your family. Now you can call, in inverted commas, you can reach out to your bank branch, and they will answer immediately, versus, you know, putting you in a queue and you listen to some nice music on the phone. Do you get me? Like, so you can almost touch your bank, right? Through the digital space. I think that's probably what's causing the increased kind of interaction with you know, their bank or insurer, digitally versus non-digitally.
Yeah. I'm speaking to Han Liu. He's the CFO of Ringgit Plus, together with Chua Jia Wen. She's the head of sales finance at Google Malaysia. And we are going through the importance of online to the banking sector based on new research from Google and Ringgit Plus. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Bring forth money. BFM 89.9.
This is Tech Talk, and my name is Jeff Sandu, and I'm speaking to Han Liu. He's the CFO for Ringgit Plus, and also Chua Jia Wen. She's the head of sales finance at Google Malaysia. And we are going through the importance of online to the banking sector based on this research that Ringgit Plus and Google Malaysia have came up with. And early on, we were talking about some of the interesting or surprising facts from both sides. You know, Google was surprised the amount of the searches on mobile. Ringgit Plus saw, you know, the surprise in terms of you were mentioning about how, you know, bankings give on digital bankings give a more sort of, you know, a brand awareness to the customer when they're using digital banking and so forth. How is it important then for banks or financial institution then to sort of tap in or shift their focus or their marketing focus and the strategy into this digital world?
So there are two parts to it. Number one, clearly more and more people are searching on mobile phone. The first thing that the bank needs to really, really focus on is to make sure that their website on mobile is mobile optimized. Make sure that the consumer journey is fantastic on the mobile phone. The second thing that banks should actually focus on is that, I mean, traditionally, banks have been spending a lot of their advertising money on traditional media. Right now, a lot of eyeballs are going to digital. So that shift of advertising spend should commensurate to the eyeballs that are shifting to digital as well.
Mm. Has that shift happened? Like, is this something that we see still infant stage in Malaysia?
Or? It is happening. It is happening and it's growing as well. So more and more banks realize that moving their marketing budget to digital is getting more and more important.
Do Ringgit Plus see any, you know, changes in the industry since you've been around for a number of years and you're looking at that this particular sector, of course?
A massive change. I mean, the amount of people looking for and applying for products, trying to apply for products online, has grown, you know, multiple folds in the last 3 years.
Right. So it first started off as in people looking for, and then now they're demanding that they can even do it online and they just don't even want to step out from their house at all.
Yeah, exactly. Like it's a simple thing, right? Like you want to buy a TV, right? You can either go to the shop and get it, or you're browsing online looking at the best TV models. When you want a TV, where do you go? You don't just walk down to the
I think
TV
about
shop.
2 months ago, I bought a TV online.
Exactly. I mean, what advice we should give the banks? Talk to us. No, talk to Ringgit Plus. Talk to Ringgit Plus. Talk to Google. Yeah. No. Just seriously though. I mean, one of the things that to be fair, we have a lot of data, which we can really help the banks and insurance companies with their marketing strategies. And you know, Jiawen said the right thing, right? Like, these are where the consumers are.
Yeah.
The study has shown that it's not ambiguous. It's not uncertainty anymore. You know, we see it in our daily lives, right? Like we spend far more time on our mobile phones and tablets and desktops than we do on our newspapers
TV,
right? Mm. And I mean, one of the things that they should realize is that it opens up a wealth of opportunity for them, right? Like previously, you know, if you wanted to target a specific person, a specific type of person. Yeah, you can get studies on where this person goes or who these people are and target them to the marketing channels accordingly. But, you know, with digital, you can be very, very segmented, right? And tailor your message to the right audience, tailor multiple messages to multiple audiences. And you can do that, you know, with, you know, Google's help. With our help,
yes.
or in general.
So in terms of advertising and the way that, you know, because Google has a very big share in terms of advertising spend here in Malaysia, in the digital world, you know, people are looking at Google and how they can tap into, you know, more, you know, like, you know, Han was mentioning that specific target market. Do you see a change? Like, do you see the, you know, brands coming up to you and, you know, advertisers coming up to you and they understand what it means when you advertise on a digital platform, you know, because we came from traditional side of, you know, doing marketing. You know, you try to hit as many, you know, darts as you can, see whatever sticks. But in digital world, it's, you know, you only have one dart, but we can hit it and make sure it's a bullseye. Do people understand this? Advertisers come up to Google and, you know, do they really get it?
So I wouldn't say that all marketers understand it because digital can be quite complex. But we feel that as we are in the market, as we educate marketers, they are more well-versed nowadays compared to like 5 years ago.
Mm.
So they are getting there. And they're doing more at this moment compared to 5 years ago.
And in the study as well, it showed sort of the next wave of the online search that will happen. So in banks and financial institutions, I think this one for them is very crucial because, you know, they're always trying to keep out what's the big thing? What's the next big thing? And they have to put their investments and marketing dollars into it. So based on this study, then what's the next wave in this, you know, online search?
So insurance category and Islamic banking category is the next search because we see a lot of searches done for insurance. What's the difference between general insurance versus term life, you know, and also Islamic banking. So these are the two key categories that is growing very quickly in Malaysia.
Ringgit Plus will see it as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Google sees it at the front end, right? People are people looking for.
Yeah.
And for us, we see it once people land on our page, you know, how are they navigating around? What kind of products are they interested in finding more information on? Definitely, I agree with Jiawen. Insurance, I mean, right now, credit cards is by far the largest. It's the most commonly known type of banking product other than just an account. But, you know, insurance is growing extremely, extremely quickly. So what we need to say to insurers is, hey, you know, if you're not there, try and get there, right? That's where your consumers are. That's where your customers are. Talk to them. Try and, you know, market to them there. You'll find them there.
So is that what you do based on from this now? Do you go up to, you know, the insurance guys and say that, hey, you got to ramp it up because, you know, people are keen? And do you then push out more content based on this on your Ringgit Plus sites and all?
I mean, for us, we publish the content regardless. So the information is there. It's free for consumers. You can go and research and do anything you want there. What insurers need to realize is, hey, you know what? Like, it's not just about researching, right? It's about, you know, connecting with a potential consumer and turning that potential consumer into a customer. And, you know, we want to try and do that for our consumers as well, right? There's no point in just researching and then there's nowhere to go except, you know, find an insurance branch, I guess.
Which is difficult, probably. Thinking about it now, it's like where do you do? Where do you go?
Yeah, right. So we want to help enable insurers to provide that convenience for consumers. And that's what we really want to do.
Is there a difference in terms of search habits when it comes to mobile searches and desktop searches? And if there's a difference, is there a reason why?
So I would say that like mobile searches actually usually spike more during weekends because obviously you're not bound to your desk during working hours. But in terms of desktop and mobile searches, it's growing year on year in Malaysia. And spikes usually happen off-peak hours for mobile.
How does this data from, you know, it's a lot and, you know, people can go up and look up for this infographics publicly? Is that possible?
Yes, you can. So this infographic is available at thinkwithgoogle.com.
All right.
Yeah.
And so what can they use these numbers and data for their own, you know, financial institutions or their banking sector? What is the benefit in them in, you know, looking at this, and then what can they do next?
I mean, where we see it is that, you know, banks and insurers, they're looking for better ways to acquire, yes, but also connect with their customers, right? And this data, I mean, can be used by anyone in the industry to either demonstrate to management that, hey, this is where we need to be, or convince themselves that, you know, the digital strategy that I have, you know, is based on data, right? It's the reason why I'm confident that my digital strategy will work is because, you know, I'm looking at the data. I'm seeing, you know, more on mobile, more on insurance, more searches, more applications, etc. We need to be there. You know, I can be confident with myself when I say, hey, you know what, I'm a marketer at the bank or insurance, say, hey, you know what, I'm doing the right thing here. This is where the consumers are. I need to interact with them, and, you know, that's where they are.
But for the entrepreneurs who are listening to this, this might be a very important data because it might be some gold mine that has not been, you know, discovered yet, because banking and financial institutions are, you know, big machines. They move slightly a bit slower compared to, you know, someone who has like an idea. And it's fascinating, some of the stuff that's in the infographics, especially the ones that are upcoming in terms of, you know, Islamic banking searches and all, because that's a huge number that's growing here, right?
Yeah, I think for entrepreneurs, I mean, Google, I mean, as in being an entrepreneur myself, you know, I can say that Google has been extremely helpful to us in terms of saying, hey, you know what, this is where banking is at in Malaysia. You know, objectively, these are the data points we see. And our side, we're certainly ready to help anyone who wants to make a mark on this space in fintech. We are in fintech. You know, we have a vast amount of data, just like Google, about application behavior, which we can definitely look to work with any aspiring entrepreneurs out there who want to make a splash in banking.
Yeah.
All right.
And insurance.
All right, cool. I've been speaking to Han Liu, the CFO of Ringgit Plus, together with Chua Jia Wen. She's the head of sales finance at Google Malaysia. And we were talking about the importance of online banking to the banking sector based on new research from Google and also Ringgit Plus. This has been Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.